Blog Talk Radio. all lift up your hands, he's here. He's here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy, sitting in for Prophetess Pate. I will be leading you in prayer on tonight, so if you're in need of prayer, call in. It's not too late. The number is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. I'm going to pray what the Lord has put in my spirit. First, I'm going to minister a little bit and pray what the Lord has put in my spirit so you still have time to call in. Again, the number is 347-427-82. And after which, after I've prayed, prophesied, and just ministered what the Lord put in my spirit, I would be glad to open the phone lines and pray with you. One more time, 347-426-3782. Prophetess Pate, thank you for this opportunity. I do not take it lightly. Tonight, for a foundation in prayer, I would like to use Daniel chapter 3. In Daniel 3, we see three young men who refused to bow. Three young men who refused to let the world system of that day force them into idolatry. And because they refused to bow to the image King Nebuchadnezzar had made for they were thrown into the fire. If you were with me for prolific fire, then you already know that this is what I ministered on Monday night. This is a continuation with a prayer that's following. And because they refused to bow to the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had made, they were thrown into the fire. Somebody, the enemy, wanted the fire, wanted that situation you're in to destroy you. But God is using the fire. You mean God is using the fire, using that situation to deliver you. In the fire, Jesus showed up to deliver Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went in tied up. And if you remember from Monday night, I reminded you of how the Bible tells us two times that they were tied up. The Bible really wanted us to know that they were tied up. They went in tied up, unable to move. and they came out untied and unharmed with the full use of all their limbs. And just like he delivered them, he can deliver you, deliver your children, deliver your spouse. Those of you that have a spouse that needs to be delivered, he can deliver your spouse, deliver that foul-mouthed coworker, etc. Your limbs, hear me, your limbs will be fully functional again. Soul ties will be broken off of you. Addictions will fail to exist in the fire. People will see you and praise the God you serve, because they will know that what has happened to you is not just deliverance, but it is a miracle. And they will see you and praise the God you serve, because it's Jesus. Jesus is the God in the fire. He's the God who delivers in the fire. He is the God that delivers in the fire. Psalms 3 and 8 from the NIV. From the Lord comes deliverance. Oftentimes in our humanism, we question his method, his way of going about things. But tonight is not one of those times. Tonight we come into agreement with the will of the Lord. Let your will be done, Father, and we submit ourselves to however you choose to work in this season. We have no pride that will hinder us from receiving. We have no opposing thoughts fighting against your will. We cast it down. Everything that exalts itself against us and against you, everything that's in us that's not of you, we cast it down. We will not bow to any gods. We will not bow to any gods other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not bow to the negativity around us coming out of mouths of those who don't believe. We will not bow to the spirit of depression that runs in our family. Somebody, there's a disruptive pattern of depression, of mental illness in your family. Refuse to bow. Yes, you're in the fire, but you will not be harmed from the fire. Yes, you're in the fire, but you will not be harmed from the fire. It was never intended for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to get hurt in the fire. And so they didn't, simple as that. It was never intended for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to get hurt in the fire, and so they didn't. Instead, they got delivered right in the face of their enemies. Watch God deliver. Somebody, watch God deliver you right in the face of your enemies. But you got to have faith in God. You got to trust God and not the situation, not the test results, or the premature diagnosis. Because God says, somebody in the medical field is talking before they know about. God says somebody in the medical field is talking before they really know what they're talking about. We don't accept anything less than healing. Somebody, we don't accept anything less than healing, anything less than deliverance. Therefore, Father God, we ask you collectively to keep burning it off of us. Everything that is hidden and does not look like you, exposing in the fire. Purify us. Purify us clean in the fire. We say we trust. May we trust you. May we trust you for real in every area of our lives, Father. Don't just let us talk. Display in God we trust on the back of our money and still not trust you, Father God, like we should. We give you permission to do for us what we can't do for ourselves, changing us what we cannot change ourselves, work in us the change we want to see individually and collectively as a nation. Burn racism out of the hearts of many that have been taught to foolishly think it's okay to hate blacks, it's okay to hate Asians, Asian people, etc. Burn it out until deliverance can be seen and felt in this country. White House, we pray for the President, Joe Biden, and for Vice President Harris. We pray tonight for everyone who is in a position of authority. We pray tonight for everyone who's in a position of authority that they will that they will not fall prey to idolatry and sign into laws things that are unlawful in your eyes, Father, worshiping where we were never meant to worship as a nation. But bring deliverance, Father God. Bring deliverance like you did for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego against the works of idolatry that's already at work in this country. Deliver our children, our young people who have bowed to the pressures of drug use and have become active users. Oh God, purify and cleanse their taste buds. Purify and cleanse somebody's taste buds until you rid them completely of their desire for alcohol. You did it for Noah, and I'm sure you will do it again for your people who are struggling to break free. Let a purging fire hit the belly of every unsaved person on tonight who keeps saying they will come to you after they clean themselves up. Let a purging fire hit their belly. Do the cleaning up for them, Father, because it's impossible for them to clean themselves. Somebody, this is your 12-step program to deliverance. This is your 12-step program to deliverance. You will be completely clean, delivered in this season. Watch your life resurrect in the name of Jesus. Somebody receive that prayer. Receive that word of prophecy. Receive, receive, receive. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. As I always say, if that was for you, receive it. At this time, I'm going to open the phone lines and see if there's anybody that's in need of prayer. If you're on the phone lines, now is your opportunity to press 1 on your phone, the phone rules. Press 1 on your phone and wait until you have been properly greeted before you begin to speak and share your prayer request. Share your prayer request. Let me look at the phone line. The phone lines tonight, I see that everybody must be content because there's nobody with a little question mark sign their number. That's what the one does. The one puts a little question mark by your number and then lets me know that you need prayer. And I don't see any of that tonight. So maybe, just maybe, you know that you need to call in. But for whatever reason, you're not near a phone, but you're sitting in front of a computer. That's fine. How about you DM me or inbox me on social media? You'll find me on Twitter at PolitiFire, on Instagram at PropertyStacy, and I will be glad to reach out to you in that way and pray with you then as well. With all of that being said, we're going to conclude for tonight. Be blessed and join us back on Monday when the woman of God, Prophetess Peter Self, will have a word from the Lord. However, the Holy Spirit leads her to minister on Monday. She will be doing that. It will air live 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. And you can connect by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, which is 347-426-3782. Or you can just simply go to blogtalkradio.com/prolificfire and tune in with us then. To God be the glory. Good night. I already know Blog Talk Radio is not going to let me hang up, so just hang up your phones manually. Thank you so much. It actually did it this time. Let's see.